And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. My goodness. Well, Pelosi's making her moves. Of course, the Democrats are making their moves. We have a full-color revolution in progress, folks. You're going to have to keep an eye on this, what's taking place right now with respect to this jump to, we've got the visible revolution going on. That's the protesters, the useful idiots out there, as they are termed, protesting in the streets. You've got well over a dozen cities. You've got well over $1 million in damages caused to date in Portland, Oregon. Now that takes it from protests to riots. It's a different classification altogether. And this is all being backed by, among other people, George Soros. And of course, you've got the, I'm going to say the Al Sharptons and others in that mix. And that does include, believe it or not, that does include not just the ideology of the progressive, Marxist elite, but also some of the neocons in there as well. And I would urge everyone to be very cautious. Everyone is a suspect in my view. You know, we had a saying in our investigative business, in God we trust, everyone else warrants investigation. And that is the key to this as well, I believe. That's a mantra we have to stick to. Folks, you're listening again to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's right here on the Global Star Radio Network. It's the place to be. I want to give a great big thank you to Todd and everyone at Global Star Radio for all that they do. They work very hard. And, of course, the same network that brings you Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, and Dave Hodges, Common Sense Show, and other shows, Russ Dizdar. So I want to say thank you. But folks, please keep your eyes and ears open to what I would term the color revolution. And yeah, this is
anti-Trump demonstrators, yep, say nationwide protests are just a taste of things to come.
And you know, I went back on HomelandSecurityUS.com this morning. I was up very early, and I got a call in through a series of calls. I actually had a conversation with a gentleman that I've referenced as Rosebud before. We had a pretty good conversation today, and he said, "Look, I was right on the content, wrong on the timing. Of course, that's something you can't plan. But look at what's happening, and look at what you know. I told you this, and he was right. The current regime is stoking civil war. The tinder is dry all across America. You've got a multifaceted war taking place. You've got the racial component. You've got the economic component. You've got the ideological component. You've got the status, illegal immigrant versus citizen component. You've got many different sides to this, and it would appear that Soros and others are funding all sides, and this is what we're seeing today. And watch, and I would also urge everyone to do this, watch certain journalists on the right showing their true colors. One example right now, Megyn Kelly from Fox News.
Yeah, she has been somebody who has really changed over the last 6 months.
I don't know if she changed. I think she is showing.
You know, people say she looks more, feminist-like.
She's more radical.
Right, more radical. She even came out with the claim that Donald Trump offered her gifts for special treatment on air, which I just find absolutely, that's just a bold-faced lie, in my opinion. We know the feud that Kelly and Trump shared prior right. to and up, you know, to the current time. They really went at it. And she's shopping for a new deal as her contract with Fox expired. CNN was looking at purchasing her contract for $20 million. And I'm not sure if she's found a home yet or if Fox has renewed her contract. Haven't seen any news about that lately, but I do believe that some of what we're seeing is her pandering for a better pay and position.
You know, it's all about the money. You got to follow the money. And I really think that when we look at it this way, we look at the people, we look at the money trail. It's always about money. You know, folks, this is a rule that I have. Another saying I have. You know, when somebody comes to me and says it's not about the money. It's always about the money. It's not about the money. Yeah, it is. But money is a great motivator for a lot of people, and that includes Megyn Kelly from Fox News and others. And you know, Amy Schumer, the comedian, I don't know how many people had seen the false quotes attributed to Donald Trump on the, that Amy Schumer published. Of course, it was all false, but you had to read the article. And Alex Jones was talking about this earlier. I don't know whether it was today or yesterday, but, you had to read the entire article until the very last sentence. And then this of course is a fake quote attributed to Donald Trump, but by that time the damage has been done, and the media had used the talking points within the article to propel the story. So it really doesn't matter, the damage is done. But the media is, in this case, they're 100% behind the protesters. They're 100% rioters all across the country. And folks, watch for January 20th. Watch for that specific date, the date of the inauguration. Be very wary of that date, and also be wary of the date that the Electoral College meets and votes their votes for the cast their votes for the presidency. But also as well, and this is something we have to watch. There are individuals in leadership positions that are pushing for abolishing the Electoral College. You can't do that. I mean, you would have to, I believe, have a constitutional amendment. And then you've got, when you abolish the Electoral College, what do you have? You've got a democracy. And you hear so many people talking about this as a democracy. It's not a democracy. It's a constitutional or representative republic. And there's a distinct, it's a huge, there's a huge difference between a democracy and a representative republic or a constitutional republic. Folks, portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Omaha Steaks. That's right, omahasteaks.com. Search bar HH. That's our super secret code. But I'll tell you something. We are really enjoying Omaha Steaks. They've got a family pack out, my family pack. If you go to omahasteaks.com and enter in the search bar HH for under $50, you can get the family pack. It's a 77% savings. It's fantastic. More on that later. But you know, the entire thing here that we're looking at is right now, this day, this hour, these hours. To me, and we were talking about this earlier in for run up to the show prep tonight. I believe the progressive Marxists, the globalists in power, have been waiting for this moment to exploit, the splits in our country. And one thing, I watched the news clip of Neil Cavuto from last night. And I felt vindicated because Neil Cavuto said, he was interviewing, and I don't recall who he was interviewing, but he said, everything that's taking place right now is to cast doubt on the legitimacy of the election, the fairness of the elections, and the results. And didn't I say that before, regardless of what happened, you know, that this was the case.
That was one of your main talking points.
Yeah.
When discussing the potential outcomes of the election and where we would stand, afterwards.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, but please keep your eye. I mean, what's taking place right now, in our view, is perhaps one of the most important talking points. You know, the takedown of the Republic from within, and the protesters, folks, that's the visible component. That's the emotional component. But what you're not seeing are the backroom basement dwelling dealings or the backroom hotel, Mandarin Hotel in Washington, D.C., those dealings, the Pelosi, the Keith Ellisons. Do not underestimate Keith Ellison for one moment. Keith Ellison, the Muslim, first Muslim member of Congress, is part of this. They need that Muslim, that Islamic component, and with through Keith Ellison, they've got that to not only destroy the Western values, the Western ideology, to assault the West, and this is a clash of civilizations. This is a war against Western ideology, Western values. This is an attempt to bring Europe into the United States, or European values into the United States, as if that by doing so, this is such a great step forward. Oh, we are so enlightened. Remember, Paul McGuire talks about enlightenment, and of course, this is what we're seeing take place right now. So, all of this presents to us a very critical, in my view anyway, critical time period. The assassinations against Trump. Twitter, for goodness sakes, they banished hundreds of accounts today, labeled alt-right.
Yep. We put that up on the website.
There you go.
The Hagmann Report. Twitter had come out and, let me pull up the article here. And just exactly what you said, suspended many alt-right accounts. Now, what is considered to be alt-right is, you know, very vague or broad in its definition.
Right.
But the USA Today reported that Twitter suspended high-profile accounts associated with the alt-right movement the same day that social media service said it would crack down on hate speech.
But
among those suspended was Richard Spencer, who runs an alt-right think tank,
yep,
and had a verified account on Twitter. And for those of you unfamiliar, verified accounts are accounts that are kind of high profile and, you know, a public figure, we'll say a journalist, a celebrity, but somebody who, you know, needs to be verified that has other people making fake accounts. But that gives you a status that, you know, you're a top Twitterer, if you will, from what I understand on Twitter. But anyway, that they went
Twitter.
On to suspend not only his account, but a number of other accounts. And Spencer told the Daily Caller that this is corporate Stalinism, and made a reference to the purge of Nazi leaders in 1934 to consolidate Adolf Hitler's power. Saying that this is what Twitter is engaging in, a coordinated effort to wipe out the alt-right on Twitter.
Well, and here it is.
And you can read the rest of the story on HagmannReport.com.
And that's, folks, check out HagmannReport.com on a daily basis. We got two websites, of course, HagmannReport2ends.com. That's for news, analysis, information. And then Hagmann and Hagmann, that's strictly for the show.
Yeah, and right. Hagmann Report, I've been getting in the habit of updating it twice, once in the morning and then once, you know, throughout the day also. So, you know, check it in the morning and then check it before the show.
And I've got a lot of investigative reports that I'm putting the finishing touches on, and a lot of those deal with the exactly what I'm talking about here, because what can't happen, according to the progressives, according to the people behind the scenes, is that they cannot allow the First and Second Amendments to be unmolested. The progressives want to shut us up. Actually, they want to shut us up while elevating their vocal position. Of course, you see love Trump's hate, but next to that sign, you see rape, you know, Donald Trump's husband. Come on, man. I mean,
his wife.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm looking at my notes here. Sorry. Did I write that down wrong? Anyway.
Well, it is going to intensify, and continue to keep your eye on HagmannReport.com. There will be, I just put up a story from the Washington Post about how they, you know, this is just the beginning of things to come as far as the protest and the anti-Trump movement, as well as, you know, the latest on different assaults and organized protests throughout the cities leading up to the Inauguration Day mass protest that they are trying to organize through MoveOn.org. George Soros, another leftist, you know, deep pocket communist. But with us now.
Oh, yes. Ready? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to say something. We often talk about different products and services, but we also talk about, people will email us and say, you know, offer solutions. So we look toward specialists. We've got a disaster relief specialist who is going to be with us right here shortly, until the top of the next hour or two, to talk about what you can do. See, and this is so important because when we've got people listening to our program, of course, in Europe and the United States, and of course, our studio dog now is, we get deliveries right about this time. Believe it or not, we do. I don't know what the deal is with that, but almost every day we get our deliveries at this time. So
that's not a delivery. That's my wife making a rare appearance in the studio.
Oh, okay. All right. But anyway, having said that, people will write in and say, you know, we do need that we do need the extra. Bring us some solutions. Bring us some experts. Bring us some people who are experienced in disaster relief. Because what we're going to be seeing, in my view here, over the next, even after the inauguration and even into the spring, and especially into the spring, is a continued push toward the deconstruction of a Trump presidency. So having said that, the riots are going to increase, as well as the coups behind the scenes, the power elite, their activities are going to increase. But so how can we protect ourselves?
As well as natural disasters.
Natural disasters.
We just saw a 7.8 earthquake in New Zealand with the threats of more to come, as well as you never know what kind of disaster you could find yourself in. And Eve, her website is Trading Post in the Woods.
Yeah, but let me just finish saying this about her, because this is what I did. I looked at a lot of different websites out there and a lot of different people who have with experience in disaster relief, with experience in dealing with emergency situations, and I looked at different people who, when you ask somebody to come on, can they relate to us? Can they relate to me and Joe? Can they relate to you? Can they relate to us as normal people? Do they talk to us, not above us, or talk down to us? Can they give us the information that is required for us to sustain ourselves in an emergency? Do they offer solutions? And you know, there's a big difference between somebody who's got the solutions but doesn't articulate them well or doesn't package them well, and those who do. And Eve is one person who this not only a first responder but a disaster relief specialist here to give us some good information, good and topical information about handling things here in the near future. So Joe, go ahead and finish the introduction. I just want to kind of preface it with how we look at different people to bring on to our audience, kind of part of the listener protection program in the form of specialists. Go on, Joe.
Yeah, and Eve, again, her website is tradingpostinthewoods.com. She deals with homeopathic medicine, and she is a disaster relief specialist, and she talks about empowering yourself through knowledge and skills and supplies in order to sustain and assist you during disasters and emergencies. She's been on the front lines of at least 18 major disasters using her products and skills in order to help people. Eve, I'm going to bring you on and let you introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, hi. Thanks so much for having me on tonight. And, you know, as you were thanking people as you began your show, I just want to thank you all. You know, I have seen a lot of chaos, and I've been right in the thick of chaos And a lot of people don't talk about it. A lot of people just want to believe, oh, we live in this great world and Americans are so loving and giving. I have seen the best and I have seen the worst. And so I think it's so important that, you know, you guys talk about the things that you do. And so thank you. It's so refreshing, to know that, you know, it's a battlefield and you're not alone out on the battlefield while you're trying to get the truth out to people. So just, I just wanted to say thank you to you and really, you know, I have responded to 18 major disasters. I am CEO of a nonprofit, and that's what we do. We go in and we help people. In doing that, we have seen the mistakes that people make over and over and over again, which cause people to die and cause them to be victims. And we really wanted to find a way to help people before they became the victim. Your comment about it's always about the money, I sat there, you know, as I was listening to you going, you betcha, it always is about the money, okay? Especially in the area, as you, you mentioned, you know, that I'm going to be talking about homeopathy. You know, what do you know about homeopathy? Most people in America have been taught that it's, you know, it's a placebo. It's nothing. But the truth is that way back in the 1930s, once the American Medical Association came into being, their whole purpose was to drive homeopathy out of America.
I want to say this, folks. Eve had generously sent us some information along with a few items, all right? And again, we don't talk about anything that we don't personally use, and we certainly don't endorse anything we don't use or use ourselves and believe in. But what really struck me was the level of knowledge of Eve, as well as the survivability. You know, it's all doom and gloom out there with respect to the news headlines, at least in large part. However, if you have specific skill sets or information that you sent us, Eve, I can see how we can survive even really some really bad stuff. And I want to pass this information, or you to pass this information along to our listeners. I mean, this is good stuff. But so I was really taken aback by the quality of information that you have compiled. And then you've put to use, you know, so go ahead.
Well, and that's what's important. I mean, the one thing that we have seen, I've been using homeopathy for over 30 years. And I know that, as we chatted this morning, I did mention that, I do have a cease and desist and gag order and certain things like that. So I do just have to read this legal statement, if that's okay before I get into it. It just says that I have to carefully measure every word I'm not allowed to suggest or recommend, because in many states it's considered to the practice of medicine. I cannot use some medical terminology that may be considered a diagnosis when talking about an alternative. An example would be, I can no longer say this is formulated for a migraine, because migraine may be considered a diagnosis and I can't diagnose. What was acceptable for hundreds of years is now being deemed in the exclusive domain of medicine. They are claiming that it is to protect you. I'm stating, along with many others, that in reality they are removing your ability to learn the truth. And so what I'd like to tell people is, you know what, you may not be a medical doctor, but most likely neither was your grandmother or her grandmother or her grandmother, but you know what, they used a lot of natural things to address the ailings of their families. Right. Now, having said all of that, okay, I had to get that behind me just to cover myself here. When a disaster happens, people have to be able to take care of themselves medically. We get into places, there's no hospitals, there is no doctors, there's no pharmacies opened, and what do you do? What do you do if cholera breaks out? what's your solution? Okay. For so many years, we have been taught, well, you got to go to a hospital. You have to go to a hospital. It's your only option. But what if that's not an option? And when you look at homeopathy, it's been around a long, long time. Yeah. And I am big. I'm big on don't believe what I have to say. Believe the facts. Do the research. And so what I tried to do for all the people who come to any of my training classes or buy any of our products is to get them on that road of education. And that's why you'll see on our front page, we have that video. It talks about the history of homeopathy in America. Please take the time and watch that. You will be amazed to find the truth and how all this time you have been being lied to about what is going on. So in a disaster, if you know about homeopathy, you know, it doesn't matter if there is no doctor. You have options to take care of yourself. There's even something called doing a field remedy. So if cholera were to break out, if influenza were to break out, if you know how to do a field remedy, well, then you don't have to sit around and watch people die. You have a tool to do something to try to save their life.
And folks, Eve has put this into practice. So, and this is yeah. what she wants to pass along to you. Go ahead, Joe.
We're up against the break, Eve. It's a 3-minute break.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Eve for the next segment. Again, her website, TradingPostInTheWoods.com. I almost said in the news. TradingPostInTheWoods.com. We are speaking with Eve, and we will be right back after these short messages. Stay with us.
Folks, we know that trouble is ahead, don't we? We know that there is going to be trouble ahead. And the thing about this is, the thing about our situation where we find ourselves, if you live in urban areas, the dozen or so major cities where we're seeing riots taking place, and they're called protests, but there are flash mobs that are spawning from the organized protests. None of these protests are organic. And none of them are spontaneous. However, you get a group of people, and as we saw in the late 60s, early 70s, if you study what happened back then with SDS and, you know, the Weather Underground and such, you'll see that these groups, you know, all of a sudden you'll get people that'll follow into these groups, and then they are cultivated and they're primed for the protest. But if you happen to be caught in one of these, or, for example, if there's violence where for example, you are injured or a loved one is injured, how are you going to go through the throngs of people that are preventing your path? Or would you dare venture out, for example, take that chance, risk your life or limb additionally from injuries of yourself or loved ones? Of course not, especially if you've got a way to protect yourself at home. And this is what we're talking about right now. This is what we need to get everyone prepared for. And even if you could be 5 years old, you can be 50, you could be 80 years old, this applies to everyone. So Eve from TradingPostInTheWoods.com, that's TradingPostInTheWoods.com, is with us. And by the way, folks, she is coming on board as a sponsor of our program because we believe in what she has to offer. So before the break, she was talking about, we kind of cut her off abruptly at the bottom of the hour. So Eve, we're going to turn it back over to you. Thanks for coming on board, and thanks for spending some time with us. Go ahead and continue before we cut you off.
Oh, sure. No, you know what? I'm just really happy to come on board and you know, realize that, you know, working with people who are really trying to, get, like I said, trying to get the truth out, you're trying to prepare people. Now is not the time to just sit back and rejoice at the fact that, you know, Trump won. There are a lot of time, hard times ahead, and you never know when the disaster is going to hit. You don't know what kind of disaster. But like I said, when a disaster, all the ones we've been in, people just don't know how to take care of themselves medically, and that's why I love homeopathy. You know, there are no known side effects. There are no contraindications. It can be used on a newborn all the way to however hundreds year old you want to be. It can be used on your animals. You know, and so I am restrained from giving examples, but we have been using it I have been using it firsthand for over 30 years. And
On people and pets. People and pets, right?
And pets, so, yes, correct. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We've had people whose dogs were bit by venomous snakes who used some homeopathy, and their dogs were okay. And, you know, people who have had all sorts of things, which, once again, I can't use medical terminology on the radio. So, you know, all kinds of things. A call to action, as you're calling people to action, your rights as American are being ripped away from you, and you don't even know it. You know, 5 years ago, I could easily have sat on this phone and spoke with you about what should you do if you get bit by a venomous snake, or if cholera breaks out, what kind of field remedy can you do? You know, and now it's hard for you to even find the information. You know, praise God, we have an opportunity now that Trump has been elected, and I'm praying hard that, you know what, he actually gets inaugurated, and that nothing happens to him beforehand, and that, you know, we work hard to keep him safe once he's in office. And but it's a time for our voice to be heard. We've got to gain the rights back that Americans don't even know they lost. So I take it to, if you're in a dire try situation, what are you going to try? You had better have a way. If your medication that you choose to take runs out, what are you going to do? What happens to all the people who are on antidepressant drugs right now? If all of a sudden there's no antidepressant drugs, what are they going to take? How are you going to keep them from going crazy? You know, I did have one lady who approached me. She had a violent schizophrenic son. And she asked me, she said, is it wrong of me to take my son out kindly if he runs out of his medicine before he kills other people? Okay, now, imagine that. And she broke down crying. And to think that somebody would have to think that way. And I looked at her and I said, let me show you the many different things you could try if you knew how to use homeopathy or any other alternatives. Okay? Once again, die or try situation. You're either going to watch people die or you're going to step up and try something. Okay? And you know, there's so many different things. I'm not worried if somebody's on heart medicine and all of a sudden they're not able to get their heart medicine, or if a disease breaks out or anything. In fact, if you saw in some of the stuff I sent you in the Journal of the Homeopathic or the National Center of Homeopathy wrote in the Journal of American Institute of Homeopathy that in the past, great epidemics such as diphtheria, scarlet fever, typhoid, cholera, yellow fever, malaria, homeopathy decreased mortality by 10 to 30 times versus conventional medicine. But you're
That's
not
right.
taught that.
And folks, if you get nothing else out of the next few minutes that we have here with Eve, this is really what I want to drive home. When I first was introduced to Eve, and then she showed me what she had, what TradingPostInTheWoods.com had, I was looking at this, and I view this as a solution. This is a much-needed solution. When everything breaks down, and I know, ladies and gentlemen, you think chances are we're going to have supply disruptions, extended supply disruptions. You're not going to be able to get medication. There are going to be injuries. How are you going to treat injuries? And I felt so helpless. And I've gotten emails, lots of emails. So I turned to others, including JD, and I said, we've got to find a solution. And JD had searched out and found Trading Post in the Woods and said, wait a minute, hey, we're missing a big part of things. So what we want to deliver to you folks is this, a solution where you can be self-reliant. You're not going to be held hostage by the necessity to get someone to a hospital. I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say that on the radio, but I did anyway. You know, die or try situation. Let's just say hospitals aren't available to you. Do you let someone die, or is there something else you can try? Well, hence this.
And the answer to that is yes.
Yes, and you've got the answer. See,
yes, we do. Yeah,
and that's why I think our audience, and I have been, look, I benefited by your information. I benefited
Good.
By seeing what you had. And it's because the last thing I want to see, Eve, and then I'm going to shut up and let you talk. The last thing I want to see is any of our listeners not being able to make it in a situation where there's just a total breakdown and there's an injury or an illness and they don't have available to them medical coverage. And I'm not talking about insurance or Obamacare. I'm talking about medical, intervention. So what do? We're missing that critical component, and we've been looking for it, and here it is. Eve had it all the time. So go ahead, Eve.
Well, and you know, and here's the thing. We've been lied to. And so when you go out and you get that reliable information. So what I want to share is, you know, we did come up with, a special kit for your listeners. But we have a variety of different kinds, you know, our big one where they can learn how to, do a field remedy, which I tell people, you know what, if you, buy the Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, you basically become my student. And until you get it, I will work with you because I want to make sure that there are more people who know how to do what I do and that others of us know what to do so that we can help more people. You know, it's going to take a lot of us grouping together when the world goes chaotic and to help one another and knowing what to do in emergency is going to be really important. But I do, you know, just to throw out there, because I don't know how much time we have yet, but the one that we put to, you know, special for you guys was the American Heritage Remedies Kit. And with that goes my book. And my book is kind of my heart's passion that I put out there for you because of having responded to so many disasters. I wanted to get the knowledge. I'm so big on knowledge. It's the one thing the government cannot take from you is what you have in your brain. And so it's so important to read those books and look at scenarios and make your game plans and get all the knowledge that you can. And so what we did was, took a medium-sized, we kind of put a medium-sized kit together with the really good basic homeopathic along with my book and to get you the people on the road, the journey. And I'm always available, even if they buy a smaller set. If you have questions, call me. I really want to help educate the people because I hope that in time people will step up. We used to have 100 homeopathic hospitals in this country. We now have zero. We had 22 colleges, elite ones, Harvard and Yale and stuff, that taught homeopathy, and it's no more. And that has to do, it's all about the money. And, You know, because if you can take care of yourself, who doesn't get paid? Who doesn't? The pharmaceutical companies aren't making money. Hospitals aren't making money. Doctors' offices aren't making money. You know what? You're able to keep that money and invest it in the things that you need. But there is,
and you're so right. And again, pardon my intrusion here, but
okay.
Again, emails saying we know it's big pharma. We know that that there are remedies and cures out there, and I say cures. These are my words, folks. So
yeah, you can't use cure.
Okay, all right. How about this?
Solution is a good
solutions.
One.
Solutions. All right.
Okay.
All right. So strike that from the record, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I'll get emails saying, regardless. But see, we know this, and sometimes. And emails come in. So you're preaching to the choir. What do you have for us? What kind of solutions do you have for us? We know the problems. Give us solutions. And just to go back, this is the journey on which we embarked in order to offer you solutions. Now, again, pay attention because this is not a, this is a do or die, die or try situation. Absent of medical care, here you are at home. You can't get out because you got a whole bunch of rioters out there outside of your apartment. If you live in New York City, Portland, or Chicago, wherever you might live, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, you're going to either do or die, die or try, right?
So. And you know what? And I have to tell you, it's homeopathy is not just about that die or try time either. It's about before a disaster happens, you want to be in the best health of your life, because it is grueling. It's so challenging in a disaster area. And, people can't even begin to comprehend what they all have to go through. But, you know, if you listen to TV commercials and you listen to certain medications out there and it's like, oh my goodness, you have a rash and now all of a sudden you could have cancer and heart disease and you could just collapse over dead. Okay. Why do people take that? Okay. And I'm sitting there going, make the switch. So we work with people who choose, okay, now I have to be very careful here, who choose to walk away from one part of what they've been drilled into their brain all their life and are consuming to a natural alternative. And they want to wean themselves off of one and go natural. So that if something does happen, they aren't restricted. They aren't tied down. They're not in a panic. I have people go all the time, I have to word this correctly, a situation with blood sugar issues, okay? And I sit there and I go,
I wonder if we know
so
anyone
what?
There.
Okay, you know, I'm like, that's no big deal. You know what? There's a way to take care of that. It's, you've never been taught. It's time to learn. We do training classes. We do medical for people to learn how to take care of wounds and stuff. But then our big thing is learn the natural. Start making the switch now. You make the switch now and then you have the stuff that you need. You're no longer tied down. It doesn't matter if there's a pharmacy. It doesn't matter if there's no hospital available. You know what? You have a game plan. And so that's why, you know, one of the big things I'd like to talk about when people are looking at trying to find the solutions, that medical kit you can buy, it might cover a few things. But for what we have seen in disaster areas, unless you know your alternatives, you're going to struggle. And I will state this, if I haven't yet, homeopathy is not an essential oil. It's not deemed an herb. It actually is classified as a drug, but a natural drug. It is in the U.S. Pharmacopoeia, or in the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia of the United States of America. It is not cooked up in my kitchen, because it is under regulated by the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. It actually has to be prepared in a manufacturing plant. The FDA comes in and does inspections and everything and stuff. So it is it is deemed a drug, but it is natural.
It's kind of like at first I thought, of that scene from the Beverly Hillbillies. You've got to be as old as I am to remember yeah. this. Yes, Granny Spring Tonic. She's out by the cement pond, you know, stirring the cauldron of Spring Tonic, of course. No, that's not what this is. And one of the things, too, I must say that I liked when I was reading through your material is a statement that you had made is that there's nothing more calming in a crisis than knowing you are prepared to handle the crisis for as long as it takes. You know, and that's a lot of people. There's a lot of fear out there. I hear it all the time, and there's a lot of people afraid right now.
Well, and you know what? And that's the thing. If you gain the knowledge and you start making the switch in your life and you start really acquiring the things, because right now you can get homeopathics, okay? However, they have pulled 440 off the market that are by prescription only, okay, because it was in your best interest. You know, you didn't go to college to become a medical doctor, therefore, and I'm not bashing doctors. There's a time and a place. You know, if your limb is cut off, you probably want to go see a doctor. You know, but the whole thought is what they're pushing is that you don't know how to self-diagnose, and therefore it's in your best interest. Go to a doctor. Let the doctor decide natural alternative or pharmaceutical. I actually had a class I was teaching, and I had a doctor and five nurses in this class and a pharmacist. And the pharmacist stood up, and she said, wait a second. I have never in 20 years received a prescription for a homeopathic. She goes, we don't even carry the homeopathics in the pharmacy. And I said, well, my point exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, can you imagine going? And how many doctors do you know? Some doctors out there will do alternatives and will jump on board with you and go ahead and give you a prescription for it. Others won't. Others won't. And so
my old doctor did.
Take your life actually. In your own hands. You know?
Yeah.
Take
yeah.
control.
Yep. And that's so important. Again, you know, you've got right now, if you believe, folks, that we are entering into a dangerous time, as I believe, and I think that
so do I.
You know, so what do we need to do? We have to take inventory of our everything that we need, and this is critical missing. This is a critical missing component, and that's why we have Eve talking to us tonight, because we need to really listen to what she's got to say, and again, we need to rely on her.
Yeah, and her website is tradingpostinthewoods.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tradingpostinthewoods.com. Folks, please bookmark that site and, you know, check it out. You know, take the time and go through the website and see what Eve has to offer. And Eve, am I correct that you put together a special Hagman and Hagman package for our listeners?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Wow.
In fact, you know, we were just so excited to be able to come on and be able to, you know, share truth that we put together the American Heritage Remedies Kit. It has 12 different homeopathic remedies. It has a mini Materia Medica on all the information that you need to know about the products that are in that kit, what it has, according to Materia Medica, been shown to work for. But then it also, like I said, my latest book, Major Disasters, Lessons Learned, comes with it, and then we're going to upgrade it to...
Excellent
Thank you.
Book, by the way.
And, you know, I really,
wow.
That's a passion. I'm like, please, people, get it, read it. You know, there's a lot of information in there. That's why I wanted to put it with this kit, because there's so many different aspects to being prepared. Medically, you have to be able to. But then there are all the other different things that it can become so overwhelming. And my goal was just to really try to organize it and go, listen, this is what you can anticipate. And here's some solutions to those problems. You know, so what we did for the kit, it's going to be 25% off for the Hagman listeners if they use the code Hagman, all in capitals.
All right.
So they'll get that 25% off on that. you know, to get them, you know, start your journey. You know, like I said, if you have questions, you can call. If you want the bigger package and want to jump right in learning how to do the field remedy, that I just, you know, we went ahead and discounted that as well. You know, not as big a discount as the one that we did for, that we put together just for you. But this is not something, like I said, cooked up in the kitchen. It is really important. Making the life change and being prepared and knowing how to take care of yourself.
And just, folks, just so you know, we have tried this. In fact, I had tried this. I'm not going to get into detail, but I have a family member. There was a situation. We tried we followed the steps. And let me tell you, it made a big difference, an incredible difference already. And this is, you're right, it's not cooked up in some kitchen somewhere. This is all professional, 100%. And the book itself is just an incredible wealth of information. And again, we're looking for a crisis situation. You know, you need to be prepared.
And the special on TradingPostInTheWoods.com is the American Heritage Remedies Kit. Special for the Hagman & Hagman listeners, the promo code is Hagman, all in capital letters.
That's right.
Again, the American Heritage Remedies Kit, specifically for you, Hagman & Hagman listeners, with the promo code Hagman.
That's right. Eve, we got about 2 minutes left here. Time flies. Of course, especially when we dominate it.
It
does fly. Don't let you talk. in 2 minutes, you want to make a closing statement or... say anything in the next couple of minutes?
I'm just so grateful. I do believe, like you do, that we are heading into some potentially dangerous times, and it's not time to become complacent. Now is not the time to sit aside and go, ooh, we don't have to worry about it. Now's the time to learn, to gain skills, to get your supplies. Make sure you have what you need, and don't leave any aspect undone, because if you do, there's no turning back the clock, there's no do-overs, there's no second chances in a disaster.
Right.
When you're in that disaster, you're in it, and you had better be able to handle it. So I just want to leave that thought with everybody. You know, don't delay. You need to do what you need to do, and don't worry about what other people think. Just be prepared.
You know, it's amazing for me to know your history, the disasters you responded to, the first responder position you've got, and you look so doggone good on your picture.
Thank you.
You know, so.
Yeah, a redhead.
That's right. But you look, I mean, of all your experience, and folks, this Eve's company is combined 27 years of combined experience, 18 major disasters as a first responders, and this is just incredible. I just want to thank you for everything you've done for our listeners. Thank you in advance, because this is special to me, because I care about our listeners. And folks, TradingPostInTheWoods.com, TradingPostInTheWoods.com. We're going to have a great relationship, and you're going to be helping a lot of people. I know that.
Thank you. That's the goal. That's always, you know what, I'm tired of dead bodies and victims, and my goal has been to help them so they don't have to be one. So whether it's through knowledge or supplies, that's our goal.
And thank you for making yourself available to us, to our audience.
And becoming part of the Hagman & Hagman team.
That's right.
A pleasure talking to you earlier today, and it was a pleasure having you on the show. Look forward to having
you
on the show again. And again, folks, bookmark TradingPostInTheWoods.com. TradingPostInTheWoods.com.
Thanks, Eve. We'll be talking again soon. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report. God bless. Hey, we got Rick Wiles' son coming up here next segment. Jeremy Wiles,
Rick Wiles' son.
Yeah, if you know
about
Rick,
his film project and some other current events and important issues that we're going to get into, from Planned Parenthood to the parallels between abortion and the Nazi genocide and the pornographic problem in the church today. That and much more with Jeremy Wiles right after this.